My guest at this time is Dr. Mike Evans. He's a longtime Middle Eastern expert, longtime personal friend of current Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He's the author of 67 published books, including Jimmy Carter, The Liberal Left and World Chaos, and Atomic Iran. We want to get his thoughts on a number of issues related to the upcoming Israeli elections, but specifically the U.S. role potentially, not only in the personnel headed over from the United States to potentially influence that election, but all the drama surrounding the Prime Minister's upcoming address to Congress as well. And Dr. Evans, it's always good to have you with us. Thank you.
Greg, it's always good to be on your show.
Well, from what we're hearing is that the Obama administration is sending over some of its political operatives to try and turn the upcoming Israeli parliamentary election in a way that is not favorable towards Benjamin Netanyahu and the Likud party. This is something that Democrats have done before. Bill Clinton sent some of his operatives in the late 90s when Netanyahu was running against Ehud Barak, and Barak ended up winning that election. What do you make of the Obama administration's tactics here?
Well, you know, yes, it's happened before with James Carville and others. I'm not certain how connected he is with that. I do believe it's problematic. Listen, the vote is very close right now. As a matter of fact, Herzog and Livni have a slight edge. So the elections are very problematic for Bibi. I don't believe he's going to lose them because they're a coalition government and he can probably put the government together, but it's very close.
When you look at the issues going on there right now, how much is Israel's relationship with the U.S. Playing in this campaign?
Well, this is extremely serious, the crisis, and I'll explain it. Basically, what you have in Israel is, the average Israeli, there's a psychic, and it's called this. It's called the Auschwitz complex, the Masada complex. And what it means is that a lot of the Israelis believe that, you know, the world's against us. The world's against us, as they were in Auschwitz, and they believe, like Masada, there's no solution. So they want friends. They desperately want friends and alliances, and they don't want to be alone, 100% don't want to be alone. So this dilemma with the House is upsetting them terribly because they don't want to come across and be perceived as being pushy, being arrogant, pressuring an ally like the United States. The average Israeli on the street is really troubled about this.
And so what is the attitude now? You've obviously got, and we'll get to your reaction to the Democrats doing this, but a number of Democrats, including the vice president, saying that they are not going to be attending this speech. How is that playing in Israel? Does it make them more leery about losing a very important friend here, or does it suggest
that... Well, it makes them more leery, and I'll tell you why. They're interconnected. It's, you know, the vast majority, if not 95% of all Jews in America are Democrats. So fundamentally, the Jews in America, who are related in Israel, they're not happy with all this. They're very unhappy with this, and it's becoming extremely problematic. The Democratic Party has traditionally been extremely strong supporters of Israel. So what's happened is this has been not just defined as a challenge to Obama, but as embarrassing the Democratic Party. And so it's very problematic. It's a horrendous mistake, and whoever advised him to do it should be fired. It's a horrendous mistake, and I'm sick over it. I'm sick that he's put in that position. Obviously, he's brilliant and articulate, and he knows what's going on with Iran, but the timing is horrible, absolutely horrible.
So he should have said no because he should have expected this type of backlash, or just because it's in the middle of a campaign season?
Number one, the dilemma is this. When you've got an Israeli election coming up, and it's coming right after the State of the Union, his advisor should have said to him, Mr. Prime Minister, let's do it, let's speak, but let's wait. Let's do it after the election and not so close to the State of the Union. Because it's a no-win for him. Listen, the opposition party is screaming their heads off, cancel it, cancel it. So if he cancels it, he looks weak. On the other hand, he has a real genuine message. that needs to be heard by the House and by the nation. But the timing is extremely serious and could end up existential for him. It could in fact cause him the election. I pray it won't, and my instincts are it won't, but it's a tremendous distraction for him, for Israel, and even for a lot of the allies in America during this time. It's not going to affect this part of America. Everyone's going to stand firm. It's just extremely problematic.
Independent of the political impact in Israel, what do you make of the Democratic response to this, the administration being very upset about the fact that it wasn't notified? Now Democrats, as I mentioned, the Vice President, Nancy Pelosi, saying a lot of Democrats are going to be busy here, and many of them essentially boycotting the speech.
Listen, number one, this prime minister is greatly loved by the American people and by the House. He's greatly loved by the Democratic Party in the House as well as the Republican Party. So he doesn't want to be partisan. He doesn't want to divide this party. And unfortunately, he's been pushed into that dilemma. And, you know, who's ever at fault at it, which no, I don't know who's at fault at it, but the reality is it's putting him in a terrible predicament because it's a partisan dilemma right now, and he has a very, very critical message to deliver, but the timing couldn't be worse.
You mentioned just a moment ago, Dr. Evans, that Democrats, particularly in the House, have been very supportive of Israel historically. So why this reaction, do you think?
Well, it's not the Democrat reaction to this is really fundamentally a reaction to Boehner. They're basically saying, what did you do? Our president announces his State of the Union speech, and you turn around and you take a sledgehammer by the name of Benjamin Netanyahu, and you hit us right between the eyes. And so they're offended. They're offended over it. And so he's being sucked in to a partisan battle that he didn't start. It's a very, 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 it's a lose, lose, lose. Nobody wins in this one. There's no winners at all. There's no winners at all. There's no winners for Israel in this one. There's no winners for the prime minister because the dilemma he has right now is his message is very important. But there's a distraction that's going to hinder his message from being clearly heard because of all the drama.
How do you expect this to play out ultimately?
If I was advising him, I would tell him, for security reasons, don't do it. Just postpone the speech. Give the speech, but postpone the speech for a couple weeks and get out of the drama. Don't be sucked into all the partisan drama because it's not helpful. It's not helpful for him. He's the guy that can articulate the message, but the timing is horrendously awful. And nobody wins. He doesn't win. The Democratic Party doesn't win, which are allies of Israel. And even the message won't be clearly heard because there's all the drama that's going around it. It's a horrible, horrible mess. And I'm sick over it. I wish to God it hadn't happened the way it did. Who knows who instigated it? I don't know who instigated it, but I know one thing. I want the message to be heard that he has. He's right. There's a very clear dilemma that he has, but he needs a platform to share it, that it's not watered down with all of this other drama, which it will be.
Dr. Evans, we'll leave it there, and we'll certainly watch to see what happens next. Thank you very much for your time, as always, sir.
You're welcome, Greg. Have a good day. Bye.
You too, sir. Dr. Mike Evans, a longtime Middle Eastern expert, personal friend of Benjamin Netanyahu, author of 67 published books, including Jimmy Carter, The Liberal Left and World Chaos, and Atomic Iran. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WND.com.